Good morning, Rabbosai. Thank you all for joining us and for warming our shul, our hearts, and your own hearts with the Eish of our Torah Kedosha. It's a tremendous zechus, of course. We always are very honored and humbled to have the privilege to have the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yeager, come to speak to us as he does, Baruch Hashem. Not enough, but Baruch Hashem Rizocha that we do have the opportunity to have the host of Shiva. Rashi will be speaking about Pikuach Nefesh. I want to just share I'm sure not what Rashi will be speaking about, but a Maisa that is cited in the Madrich Al Chevra Hatzal, a very beautiful sefer that came out recently for the halachas of for Hatzalah and life and people in the life-saving industry. A fascinating maisa. It's a relative, again, these kind of stories, you have to be careful who you quote them from, but I believe the person who's quoting it is a reliable source. A maisa shahaya, a gentleman, a young man in Yerushalayim, was diagnosed with a terrible disease, lo aleinu, that the doctors had, assuming natural progression, that there was no hope, for it was a terminal disease. And the wife of this young man decided to go to said we want to meet with Rebbe Yashiv to see if there's anything to how to deal with this kind of news. So they go to Rebbe Yashiv. Yes, they have somebody explain the situation, the medical aspect. Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv says, I guess this is what it is, and Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, and it is what it is. We have to accept Hakadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiros. So the young lady, turns to Rabbi Yashiv and says, I understand that in a few weeks I'm going to be an almana, and in a few weeks my children will be a somim. And I want to ask the Rav a question. I want to ask the Rav, how will I answer my children if they say to me, Ima, did we do everything that we have to do to save Abba? And am I going to be able to answer, yes, I did. So when Rabbi Yashiv heard the question, he immediately said to this person who is accompanying the couple, I want you to fly to America immediately and go to whatever best hospital you can go to immediately to see what you could do about this sickness. And the Askin, whoever it was, responded, it's Friday morning. We get to America, even if you go 7 hours back, there's no question we're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. Just go ahead, be Mechal Shabbos, do what you have to do. Sofdavar, it had a happy ending, but they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how was it that Rav Yashiv changed, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky was Rav Yashiv's son-in-law. How is it Rav Yashiv changed? He just said like a minute earlier, it is what it is. Be mekabel, from Hashem what he sends, and it is what it is. And then a minute later, he says, okay, go ahead and go to America, and not only that, but be mechal Shabbos with that question. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggested, again, this is all quoted here from the Aiden Emon in the story, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumed that Rebbe Yashiv saw that she had the Midas HaBitachon, that she had, again, it's a difficult question, what kind of Bitachon a person could or should have, but the fact that she recognized the possibility of life being in the hand of Hashem, not just being in the hand of the Shlichim, and once Rebbe Yashiv saw that Bitachon, or that perspective that woman had, that changed his perspective, and he encouraged them to go to America to seek further medical advice. Not that this should guide us in terms of how we do the things every day, but interesting perspective, something a little bit to give us chizuk of Hakol. We have to do everything we can for Pikuach Nefesh, but ultimately Hakol is Biat Hashem. I want to thank the sponsors for this morning's Limud, my wonderful neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Tommy Adler, memory of Mr. Adler's mother, Fega Bat Tzvi Elimelech HaKohen, my other wonderful across-the-street neighbor, Mr. and Mrs. Tilly Kaplan, in memory of Mr. Kaplan's father, Harav Avram Eliezer, and Rav Moshe, and the Shul treasurer, Mr. and Mrs. Joel Yarmak, in memory of Mr. Yarmak's father, Chaim Moshe Ben Shimon, Bechavad Rav, Rabbi Yeager.
Shuster Rav, we just went through Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis, the Navi Yecheskel says, it says there that the Baruch Shem spoke to him and says, Ben Ma'adam K'sev L'cha Esetzem Ayam Ezeh, that you have to write down the day of Asar B'Tavis. We know there's something special about Asar B'Tavis, that the Budram says you fast even if it falls on Shabbos, even though according to our calendar it doesn't, because it says Be'etzem Ayam Ezeh. So in Malbim he quotes a Barbanel there. The Barbanel says that if you count the days from Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, that's when the siege began, till 2.5, almost 3 years later, that they broke into Yerushalayim, which is Tes Tammuz, is the same amount of days as exactly the amount of years that Klal Yisrael went from Mitzrayim, went out of Mitzrayim, and left Yerushalayim. The days are parallel to the amount of years that they were free. That's what the Barbanel said. Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana. So Marein Rav Moshe Shapiro Teich, he defined it. That means is that once we went into Asar B'Tavis, Asar B'Tavis is the day that starts the Churban. The Pshados were going back to Mitzrayim. We're back in the stage of Mitzrayim. Just like a Mitzrayim is Be'etzem Ayyem Azeh Yotze Tzivakos Yisrael, Tzivakos Yisrael Mitzrayim, so too Be'etzem Ayyem Azeh now starts. And Vayechi always falls out, right? After Asar B'Tavis, the Golas, where Klal Yisrael goes into Mitzrayim. And these are the parashas of Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim, meaning that these are the days that we do tikkunim, we do things, whatever that we might need. And of course, the greatest tikkun is Baruch Hashem, what your Rav does for you, which gives you a Torah. I'm not talking about my Shem, I'm not talking about the Shem. I'm talking about that you have a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, that whole being is to give over Torah. And, you know, the Ochayim Kodesh says that even though Klal Yisrael, Ochayim says that there's such a concept, which is not known clearly where it comes from, that had Klal Yisrael fallen another degree, they wouldn't have been able to go out of Mitzrayim. He said, Or Chaim says that that's not Negev Bizman Azeh. Because they were missing one ingredient that we have. They didn't have Torah. If you have Torah, you can come out of no matter where a person is. So you, Rotson, and Ataka, thank all the good neighbors, all people that I know that love Torah, of course. They should Ataka be a schuss for their loved ones. The Pekuach Nefesh has a little, it's not exactly that Sala we're talking about in the classical sense, we'll see. But it has a little shaykh to the parasha, right? The parasha went ahead and he killed the ubrim. He killed the fetuses before they were born. We don't have to go into the pratim. But we'll see. Let's first start off with number one. Hopefully everybody has a sheet. It'll be much easier if you follow here. Okay, let's look at number one. This is a Chuvus of Rashba, Lachan Shulchan Aruch. Misha Sholchula, a person receives a message, Rachman Atzlan, Hoitziu Bitoim Ebeisoi B'Shabbos Hoitziu Mechal Yisrael. A girl gets kidnapped. In those days, you know, Shem Rachim was quite frequent, that they used to go ahead and the cloisters, everybody knows what that is, the church used to go ahead and kidnap children and bring them up as Neitzrim, right? And I guess it hasn't shikul me none of the younger now. But a kopandim, we just a few days ago, one of the reasons that we fast on Ches Tevis, it says in the Tes Tevis, is because Oysa Ish was born. But a koponim, so it says over there that mitzvah lasum l'derech pa'amov l'shtadel batzal. He's allowed to go ahead. Ve'yitza afilu chutzah shosh parashos ve'ilo boi kafinanei. You force him, you make sure, and the Paiskim say means any malach, even if you hold Tchum is deraisa, like you see the Magen Avram. I feel a man d'omer that it's deraisa, the Tchum is deraisa, the legabe shel tamer, that she should tamer, that she shouldn't go ahead and convert, she shouldn't become a Christian. Remember, we're talking about a young child. The young child will be brought up as a Noitzri, and we're afraid that that's the way she'll stay the rest of her life. That's what used to happen with Shem Yerachim. As we know, historically, these are things that happened, especially in Russia, and these play Poland. V'tavit kol yemei achil Shabbos. Have the sur zutas, even though you're doing zut, mutav shechal Shabbos, echad kadesh tishma Shabbos is harbe. This is the halacha. Because it can be Mechal Shabbos and do any malach, even Mechal Shabbos, in order to save this child who has been taken to the other side. Not that she shouldn't the rest of her life be brought up as a non-Jew. That's the halach over here. The Tshuva of Rashba learns this is a din of pekuach nefesh. So this is something negeir all of us to know. And we know this is something that's written in Shulchan Aruch, and Poiskim agreed to this, but I want to tell you a little story that's negeir. Many years ago, about 30 years ago, so there was a certain balabas that decided he went around asking many gedolim the following question. He says, you're sitting here in Far Rockaway and you hear that the Jep is making a Shabbaton in the island. Wonderful thing. You know, the Makarv, it's unbelievable work. Not to take away from anyone else, just we know it's one of our local Baruch Hashem, NCSY, whatever it is that they're doing. So he said, why can't you go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos, go there in order to go ahead and help? Why? Because the din is that when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, let's just take a look, skip over for a second. Number 5. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Lo Holchu Pekuach Nefesh Acharei. The din is you don't go after Pekuach Nefesh Acharei. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, this is how we paskin. Excuse me. In other words, the case of the Gemara is, you see a person running, and a gal falls on him. So a pillar falls on him, and you don't know if he's someone you could save, obviously, because there's tape recorders. Abulazar will tell you what I mean exactly, but there's not all people can you save. Atzalah, as I'm sure, has unusual problems with that on Shabbos, right, when it comes to saving certain people that you're not supposed to be Mechal Shabbos to save, or maybe even save, but when I... Nobody jump on me, but that's, you'll take it up with Rabbi Lazar. But upon him, it's the 1 out of 10, it's probably a yid that you have to be Mechal Shabbos to save. And you don't know if he's alive, and so forth, all kinds of sfeikas. Ain holcha bepekuach nefesh acharev. That's the din. Right? Of course, if it's an extreme case, which is hard to be magda, what that means, again, lalach, it's very hard, I'm not familiar with that, but that's the din. Ain holcha bepekuach nefesh acharev. And Tosis and Yuma says over there, if you look at number 6, I'm read the Hainu time. The Hainu Lachem Puach Nefesh Acharev Mishum Diksev V'Chay Behem V'Loshi Yomus Behem. That's where you know the din of Puach Nefesh. Shelo Yochel Lavo B'Shum Inyan Lidei Misa Risol. It shouldn't lead you to any way possible that should be so. The mail, even though it's a remote chance, let's say a small chance that you'll save that person and that you mechuyif to some, you have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save the person. So he said so. Even if it's a small chance that you maybe be makar of somebody. Why not get on the car and do something? What?
It's actually a case of
Kavua. Why is that Kavua?
What happens
is which case?
No,
because talk about they're running. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says they're running. I mean, that, yeah. Let's talk about that. No, but let's stick to this problem. The problem is, why aren't you Mechuyif to Mechal Shabbos in order to try to save the person? That was the question he went around asking. What? He just hears it. He's there in shul on Shabbos. Somebody said, did you hear? Jeff is making a Shabbaton. Oh, I can maybe go to take a car. Maybe you could be Makar of a kid. What? Who's, yeah, good. So, but maybe you're the right one. I don't know. Atzalah doesn't send one person. I mean, that's right. When you have a, you don't take a chance in that. Right? You say, I know. I You have a guy, he says, I grew up with these type of kids. I know what it's like. That was the question he asked. Okay. So he went around asking, I remember, and nobody really had an answer. One time I was driving with Meshach Shapiro, and he went to this Balbas to fundraise. And the Balbas asked him this question. And he answered the following, on the spot. He found the following, and then we'll talk a little about that. Let's turn to, first of all, the halacha. First, just to get the halacha clear, the halacha in number 3, the din of pekuach nefesh. Right? So we don't have to, just the Mar Mokum is there, we don't have to go through the whole Gemara. Kvar Hayo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah, everybody has 3. Mahalchim de Derech, Velevi Asada, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Lazar ben Mahalchim, Nishal Ashela Zubifneim, Menayla pekuach nefesh Doicha Shabbos. Which means all. I mean, as we know, pekuach nefesh is Doicha, all Yisurim, it's going to come out. Avada, except for, as we know, the 3 big Averas, the 3 cardinal sins. And of course, there's exceptions with Shasa Shema, there's exceptions with Fahasya, but that's not the gear right now. The regular din of Pikuach Nefesh. Right, a person is sick, can be Machal Shabbos, a person is sick, can give an avail to eat, he has nothing else to eat. So Gemara goes to different Lemudim. For Machteres, one man Dama says, Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Asarbe. Let's look at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's about a little past halfway. First one on the line is Yisrael Esh Shabbos, Amr Tayu Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas Kishmir. Those are all Tanoim. I'm Rav Yudam Shmuel. I have Hasim. Rav Yudam Shmuel was on a Meira, not a Tana. He's on, of course, not in Braisa. If I would have Hasim, I would have been in that meeting, sort of to say, have a Mina, did Adif Mede, have something much better than this. V'chaibem, I said, says in the Torah, Ashiyasa Isa Adam V'chaibem, Papash Chaibem means live with the Torah, Chayas. Right? You open up his Fasemes and you'll see a lot of beautiful pshatim, but it doesn't, but Chazal Darshan it, what? Veloshi Yomizbem. It can't cause you death. Now, just to explain, there's two types of pikuach nefesh. There's pikuach nefesh where Rechman Atzlan, a person, let's say Shabbos, where a person got hit, and you have to mechal Shabbos, or other things you have to do an issa to save him. Or if they put a gun to you and said, you know, go cut some grass on Shabbos and give it to my dog to eat. So that's also pikuach nefesh. Again, depends if for hesya shasa shmad, but lahavra aladas. But that's pikuach nefesh. So Shmuel says that the pasuk is for chai behem. So he says, why is my better? I'm a rava lekula isu picha. Each one has a picha. Because each one has a question. And let's just see the last line. That's what's negeled. Mamish, the next to the last line. Va'ashkechen vadai. All those limudim is where there's a vadai. In other words, you know you're going to save the life for sure by doing this. Suffolk menolan. How do you know you can even go ahead and take a chance, a suffolk, and be mechal Shabbos or do any isu? Right? The kula ashkenaz vada suffer nolan the shmul vada lesser pecha. The Torah says that's why it's better and takar min cheschinah chesmayrich in it. He brings a kapas marm there. That the real din is v'chai behem because that tells you even in the case of suffik, even suffik the din. So that's let's just get that. That's a din. Suffik b'koach nefesh is doicha isurim shebetayim. Now let's turn the page. Just the Rashi explains the shmul lesser pecha number 4. Okay. Now let's skip over to number 7. Ashkeche Rabba Barbua Leliyahu. Rabba Barbua met Eliyahu Navi. Right? Halakha Merayim used to meet Eliyahu Navi. We know even later generations in Yerushalayim there was a certain Papana Rav, a very big godly, was not well known godly. But the story goes that one day he was walking in Yerushalayim with Eliyahu and Navi, and he told Eliyahu and Navi, let's go visit this Talmid Chacham. He's worthy that Eliyahu should come. He says, I can't come to him. His mezuzah is possible. Can't walk in. So Papa Narav sent a message, it's Talmid Chacham, and say it was. So he checked the mezuzah, and they saw it was possible. So next day, the whole Yerushalayim is buzzing. Papa Narav has Ruach HaKodesh. So I came back and said, Narishka, Eliyahu Navi told me. Narishka. Sakoponim, Eliyahu meets Rabba, Eliyahu meets Abua meets Eliyahu, B'koy Beis HaKavod Shel Nachum. He was in a non-Jewish cemetery. And he asked them short and shilas. He asked them shilas, right? We know the whole Sefer Tana of Eliyahu is Eliyahu Navi saying over things. Then at the end, after he asked them, he says, Amalei lav koyin humar, are you not a koyin? Are you not a kohen? Eliyahu was a kohen. So Rashi says over there, because there's a shita that Pinchas the Eliyahu. Eliyahu's a Pinchas. Taisus brings different chazals. Not everybody holds that way. But he says, Memela, since he's a kohen, that Gemara holds, he's a kohen. My time a kohen, I'm a basic forest. What are you doing in basic forest? How could you be in a basic forest? You're a kohen, you can't be. So he answered him, he said, I'm a late lomasli mar tyrus. You didn't learn tyrus. The Tanya of Shimba Yechayim Mekivrim Shal Nochem Emetamet. Again, don't be paskin with this. If you're Kohen, just first ask if it's ever Negev. Shenema, the Gemara learns that Adam Atam Atam Kuyim Adam. But that's what Eliyahu Navi answered him. Fractais. Let's look at number 9. Amalei Lav Kohen. So according to this Gemara, Eliyahu is a Kohen. Tema Levi. We know about Eishes Atzofas. Eliyahu Navi. She lost a child, and she lost a child, and she was crying to Navi to Eliyahu. and Elio ben Navi had brought the child, he'd been the spouse for her, and she lost the child was dead. So Tamilari, Eich Hechya Benar Shel Alman, how did he revive, right, the daughter of the son of the Almana? Some say it was Yaina, right, some say Yaina ben Amitai, all the different Shitas who was. Kivin Shekoyen Haya, the Ksivi Ismaidala Yalla, he went down the Yalla, he put his hands on his hands and his mouth on his mouth and so forth. He resuscitated him. He was able to bring him out. How was he allowed to do that? How could Elio, who's a Kohen, if Gordon is Gemara, Elio is a Kohen, how could he go ahead and do it? What would you say to that question? What? What? You spoke about this? It's Pikuach Nefesh, okay. You hold that's Pikuach Nefesh? Oh, so let's see. It's a disc. Yesh loyma. Let's see. Shahaya barer loy shiachiyehu. It was barer to him, to Eliyahu, that he'll be able to revive him. Lekach hayamuta mishum pikuach nefesh. It's a new gedder of pikuach nefesh. Rabbi Chanan Taka says from this taisi, you see, pikuach nefesh is not in order to go ahead and save a person, because the person's dead. You're not saving the person. The pshat is that pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to go ahead in order when you give a person life. That's also called pikuach nefesh. It's a big chiddush.
Did he have to be borrowed in this case? If the person's dead, he had to be borrowed. If it wasn't borrowed, he put it
in the house. In fact, then it's, many ask, Netziv, we'll see, asks what Dr. Michael's asking, why does Tosfos say, Shahaya baraloi, Shayachiyah? What's the baraloi? Pikuach nefesh is muta, mitzat safik pikuach nefesh. What's the difference with baraloi?
This is a mess.
What?
Yeah, one of those maftechos from Hashem.
Yeah, I understand, but why does Tosfos have to say that for? And if it wouldn't have been Borer? Okay, so we'll get to what you're saying. So let me first share with you what the Netziv says. And once we say Netziv, we'll go into what Rolimovsky says. First is what we call an Uber, right? An Uber. What's an Uber? So, you go ahead. Oh. So the din is that a fetus, right? So the Mishnah says like this: Ubra she'ericha, right? A woman is conceived; she has a child. Machilan, and she gets hungry on Yom Kippur, or she, all of a sudden she desires a certain food, and it's also to eat. Machilan oisal chetav shivnashna. Choyle machilan oisal pi bikiyin. Okay, that's a Mishnah. But a koponim. So over there is a big machloikis v'shem. Why are you going ahead and doing an is of eating in Yom Kippur to save who? Who are you trying to save? What? So it's we'll see. So let's see. Look at the Rashi says it's a sakana for the Uber and the mother. But who are you saving? So let's take a look at 11. Kosev balachos gedoy. The Ram, sorry. Kogz bahag. Bemis is the Tosis on it, but in this Ran, We have basically all the ideas we have to see right now. Isha uber the adina di lachla mesakev lada. Afagav darmin and suffik ben kiam and suffik nefilhu. Shapir dami lemetzin la. You're allowed to go ahead and give her food. Because the Ramban, the medikama mishum that the Ramban, since the Bahak says mishum sakonas vlad, mashma dafil lekel mechashri di da. Even if there's nothing, it's not going to be a sakana to her at all. Mechalalin. That's a big chid, that you could be mechalal, you could do chil Shabbos, you could do other things in order to save the baby, the Uber. Well, one second. What else? Over here, the pshat is that this Vlad, this Uber, what's the din if Rahman Atzlan, a woman is giving birth and the child is killing her? So the din is to Misha and the. I can hear. Yeah, if the baby's head's not out, you kill the child in order to save the mother. Rashi says lav nefeshu. He's not called a nef. That's the pashup shan the Gemara. So kosher. So says this. Behind the gasina b'shuli the last line. Per kama de erachin. There's a Gemara in erachin. Amar of Nachman. Page 3. Amar Shmuel. Aisha she yashra la mashbir. Woman sitting on a birth stool. Umeisa Rachman's son. She dies during childbirth. Mevian sakin, you bring a knife, umekaren es kresi, open up her stomach, umoitzien es avlat. What are you doing? She's dead. Mechatech, it's like cutting Shem Yerachim Basa Ba'alma. You're not doing anything. I'm a rebel, it's a halavi sakin darach shesaram. Talk about a place where you can't carry. So it's Rosh Hashanah. So you're carrying a knife in Rosh Hashanah in order to go ahead and save the Uber. Mike Mashman, the Misfake Machal Shabbos, so Tanina, it says you're allowed to Safak Chai, Safak Mei, Safak Akam, Safak Yisrael, Mefakin. Mao the Tema Hasamu Devale Cheskis Chiyus of Hachalo Hevele Cheskis, because there's no Cheskis, Mikora Emaloi Kamash Molan. So you see that you go ahead in Machal Shabbos to save this Uber inside his mother. Hi, Afagav the Tanan, Aisha Makasha Leilid. Nevi'in sakin machatchen oisoy eva eva. Woman who's having problems giving birth, the child is killing her. Shem Yachim, I don't understand exactly how it happens, but that's the din. So you cut off the child eva eva. Yotza, no, you bought the child. Yotza reishay. Once, like you said, for Pesach, once his head comes out, ein noigim ba she'ein doiche nefesh mei nefesh. Almud mikor les be mishum atzay. You see, there's no tzals nefashes. V'tanan nami gabe tinek ben yoyim echad. Right, ahirik chayev dafka ben yom echad. Right, the din is ritzicha is only on a meaning ritzicha. No, I shouldn't say those words, but chayev mis is only on a ben yom echad. Aval uber loy, but in a crow nami ksiv misham deivadas. We know there's a pasuk in the chumash we're going to be learning that if a person goes ahead and he hits a woman who's carrying a child and he causes the uber to be mapul, the woman to be mapul, she loses the child. He has to pay the baal, the boyel. He has to pay Dmei Vladis. If he's Chayiv Misa for killing the child, he should be Potter because of Kim Leber Rabin. That's what it means. El you see that there's no Chayiv Misa. Filahachi, so that's what the Ramban goes. So the Tais himself says, could be it's not a riot, the Gemara and Erechin, because over there, the mother is dead, and the child is already considered born. Because the Pshat is, he didn't come out yet, but he's not living over his mother. And Uber only has a din of an Uber, meaning he's not a nefesh, calls man, he's living off his mother. Once the woman is dead, so even though there was no birth yet, he didn't come out from the mother, but he's called, he's not because potentially, he's born without a birth, he's born, he's dead. Why? Because the mother's dead, so he's not called an Uber anymore. So then you could be Michal Shabbos, so maybe you recognize. So that's what they go back and forth on. So he says, still, he uses that, I just want to give an example. Shem Yerachim, doesn't mean necessarily Shabbos. We know you say for Chayin Shah too, right? You say for, even if the person's going to live 1 minute extra. If Miri says, well, what is he going to do in that 1 minute? He'll do tshuva. It doesn't have to be Shabbos. It could be anything. If you have someone who's completely part of mitzvah, a real shaita, completely part of, you're not going to save him? What do you do? Why? Mishmur brings poiskim for Chay Behem. I love Shabbos Kadesh Yishmo. He's not going to do any mitzvahs. That's a tamadava, but it's not the. That's you're getting your eyes up. But pashas we do say Vavada, that's the din. And Mishabura himself, which is already placing before him, he quotes. In other words, and yet the Ramban over here says Chalel Shabbos. So let's take a look. Afilu batzalas uber. Now, just one thing I just want to clarify so everybody should know. You're not allowed to commit an abortion, right? You can't do abortions. That everybody should know, first of all. How we know that is not so clear. Taisa talks about it. Abortions are also to a ben noyach. In the Torah, oh, thank you. In the Torah it says, Shefech dama adam, be adam dama yishofech. So, Chazal Darshan, Shefech dama adam, if you spill the blood of a human being, be adam, through the process of Bezdin, Ba'adam, dami yishofech. So the words are extra. Chazal Darshan's shayfich dam ha'adam be'adam. If you shayfich dam ha'ezu adam shehu ba'adam, who's a person within a person? Have you aimer zu uber shebemei imay? So by akum by bnei noyach, it's asa. It's more than asa. It's chayv misa. That's big shailas. Again, we'll leave it to those who know. Doctors or nurses helping non-Jewish doctors perform abortions. It's not poshut. You have to ask. You have to ask these shailas. Many years ago, Ramesha Feinstein was alive. I remember we had a woman that was a nurse. She was married, and he asked Ramesha Shalson, "What you do?" But that's the din. The din is by Akum. So Tosfos says it must be asa to us too. Why? Mi ikimidi. How could it be something that's asa to them and mutter us? And Tosfos in neither one lashon uses a lashon mutter. They're allowed to commit abortions. The Paladika Tosfos, the Yavetz changes the gear. So, but Pashas we neman, that's asa. How much is it asa? This is a big shayla. It's not today's share, but just that everybody should know. You could do your own research. Rav Moshe Feinstein held it's ritzicha. It's just your potter for misa, but it's ritzicha. If you abort, Rav Moshe was very makbid. He wouldn't allow it. Most poiskim allow. You have situations where a woman is coerced and she gets pregnant from the person who, excuse me, if they raped her. And, you know, you don't want that type of child. And so they matter. It's Elias as others. You know, I'm not familiar with all the small, you know, the details, but it's very dikazachin. But Mishael, it's mamish, you're not allowed to do it. You had people who had mamzerim, they were matter, you know. These are big shilas. But whatever it is, it's usser. That's the first thing you have to know, right? But anyway, but you're not chayv misa. That's true. You're not chayv misa. But Mishael, it's just it's ritzicha without a chayv misa. That's all. It's a maisa ritzicha, but you're not chayv misa on it. You have things like that. So anyway, so that's what the Ramban says. He says, but an Uber you could do because Chilal HaShabbos, Shemi Yishma Shabbos, Hilkach HaFilo Batzal Uber Pachas Mem Yoyim. We know when the child is under 40 days, he's not developed at all. It's not even called an Uber yet. There's not, no Issa could be. Still, you could be Mechal Shabbos because Shidei Shishmo. That's what the Ramban is going to. Shem Bekir, Mechal and Kedaz Baal Halachas. V'ikaman Domer is those She'ein Mechal and Mishum Nefelim. Elo uber shericha d'chshash misa didohi. D'chshash misa is her. And a chanami, if you can ascertain that she's going to live and the child, the uber is going to die, it doesn't matter. You're not mechal Shabbos. Right? Then it goes into maybe kolam apelis, cheska sakana, and so forth and so on. That's the Ramban. That's the Shaila. Basically, the poskim say it's not negeya because it's a chshash for the mother anyway. Well, say over a nice kasha to end the shir, which is not negei shir, but a nice kasha just to think about. Anyway, that's the Ramban. Based on that, the Netziv, an Emek Shela, one of the Svarim that he wrote, so he says, take a look what he says, number 12. Moide Bahag, the Rakel Vadai Mechalon, the Lord Suffolk. Only you could assume that you can save the Uber. Vechein Svaras Atosis Bamatsia. Amalei Lav Koinot, Temelari, Eich. Hechi Eliyahu b'noshel Tzafasis. Yeshua makivin shubar lo shiyachiyahu lekach hoya muta mishum pikuach nefesh. Ulocher kosh l'may daiki. Why did Tais have to say shubar? Afil mishum safik mut. Fimash kasavti nicha. Kivin shemeis einoi b'chlal adam. He's not called a human being. There's no din. Elo ve'ein mechal lo v'tza Shabbos. El mishum v'shamu b'nei Yisrael. He says there's no din of a chai behem. Ashiyasa oisa adam v'chai behem. Only an Adam you save. An Uber is not called an Adam. A dead person is not called an Adam. But there's a Svar, Shemar Alav Kedei Chalei Alav Shabbos Arba. There, the Gemara says, that's only by a Vadai, not a Suffolk. Therefore, this din of Suffolk Bikuach Nefesh is only when there's a Vadai. When there's a Suffolk, right, there's no din of saving it if on an Uber and a dead person too. That's the Netziv's Chesh. That's what he based on. So Moshe answered the person, oh, this is going to get you a little. The Moshe answered, Bemad Varma Murim, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone who's going to be Shmad. You're talking about a child that's from, that's Jewish, that's keeping the. And we know, by you going ahead, you'll take her back, she'll be back to your home, and she's from. Over here, these kids are spiritually dead. Why do we want to save them? We have to do everything good. But you have no right to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos to go ahead and bring them to Yiddishkeit, because they're dead. They're like the Ashes, the Ben Atzafasis, that the din is that only if it's borer. You're not borer. You have no right to be Mechal Shem Hechetesi. You know, you're going to, oh, you tell me Sofik B'Kuach Nefesh? Sofik B'Kuach Nefesh is only to save someone who was alive, someone who was never alive yet, but you want to revive him like Elio. There you have to be borer. That was his answer. It was very good teret. So this is something to think about. Yeah.
Is that all bad?
Who, this kid?
Yeah,
but you don't know if Yitako Yochil Shabbos is going to do something for sure. I don't know if that's true. I know that's the question. I mean, you know for sure he's going to do something. He's going to give charity. Okay. I don't know. I know people who know and they don't give too much charity. That I can tell you. What? Oh. So that's only where the vada. You don't have that. That's what he's saying. That's the that's the netziv and shat and tesis and Ramesha transpose that. You say shtel the tzu, so shtel that to this situation. So that was very nishtoimim. Such a. I mean, I'm telling this. I knew this Baal Bas I used to learn with. He asked every gadol in the Mayatzes this question. And Ramesha was just passed by and he said this teretz. Later on, when we drove, you didn't get a big donation, by the way, so it's a riot. later on, I said to him, and I think Volomowski said a little this, maybe you can have an alternative pshat and taisu, which wouldn't be a riot to this yisoy. You have to think of what, you know, with the question. Let's look at 13. The Gemara talks about, it's a known Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Marcus, the same Gemara. David HaMelech was Kairish Shisin, and the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach is, he went ahead and made the holes where you make the foundation. Right, in order to make the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayim. So it says, Kofa Tohima, he went down into the depth of the earth, and the water wanted to come up and drown the world. Amar David. So the Gemara goes through a whole shock of a tie, what happened, and he was afraid that it would destroy the world. And he knew the way to stop it was writing Hashem's name on a piece of chaspa, putting it there. I would save it. David Melech had such a Kabbalah. So he asked the question, let's turn to page number 4. Mi ika de yod yishol michtav shema chaspa v'nishna betohima umanach. Does anybody know if you're allowed to go ahead and write and put it in there, even though Hashem is going to be destroyed? Leka de kamalei midi. Nobody said, I'm a David, called the yod alameim of eno emi yachanek begrein, he gave a klala, as we know. Nasa achi teufel kavachoyme ba'atzo. Ma'ala asas sholom benisha ishtoi. You can write a note by a soita, you write the name and you put in water. Amr teira, shmisha nechtam kadushi machalamayim. Lasas sholom lekol oilam kula, lachas kama bakama. There's a beautiful morale on this, but we'll talk about this in pshat. Amalei shari. He did it, and the world stopped. Frekt arachner, here and in Sukkah, others ask it. Look at the Aruch Neh, number 4. Look at the Gemara. Ksas kasha. Lama haya misupak bezeh. Ha'ein lecha dove shayim v'fikuach nefesh. What's the shayla? David HaMelech knew that he could do it. Ve'afilu Shabbos mutachal shu issa skila. Kol shkein issa lav. Chiyesh v'fikuach nefesh gol mezeh. Shirotza tayin l'mishta hama. Why isn't it v'fikuach nefesh? That's the Aruch Neh's kasha. Chil Hashem. Some want to say that. It's hard to admit that's Dafka called Chil Hashem. So 1 second. So that's the question. So I said to Ramesh, which is a famous thing. I'll tell you over my son. Interesting, I said this over recently. And Reb Shlomo Gottesman from the Aguda told me that he knows the story firsthand from his grandfather who was there at this story. It's interesting. I've said this story many times. Mr. Belzachusid, right? So one time there was a Belzachusid. Belzer Chassid was somewhere, and Rahman son, his wife was very sick. So you write a kvittel to the Rebbe. The problem was Shabbos. So most of us remember what telegrams are, right? So he sent a telegram on Shabbos to the Belzer Rebbe, a kvittel with the name. So people, Chil Shabbos, he said, what do you mean, Pekuach Nefesh? I'm a Belzer Rebbe. So they say that the Belzer Rebbe, the way I always heard the story, and I said, but this, Shlomo Gottesman corrected me afterwards. He told me this is, his grandfather was there when it happened, that the Marsham was so upset, the Bezhana Rav, who was the God of Adar and Psak, Bezhana Rav was so upset. He was so upset. I could do that. So they say the Belzer Rebbe said, now I have no choice but to save the woman, so it shouldn't be a Chil Shabbos. That was the, I have no choice. So he said, no, his grandfather, who was Adam Godel, the Panim Asbiris, said that what in Belz, I was always wondering why they call him Belzer Rav. They call him not Belzer Rebbe. Yeah, what?
He was the Rav of the city.
He was? The Rav of the city. Since the Bach, who was the Rav of Belz, they marked it that the Rebbe, there has to be a Rav. So the Kirchter, he said, there's a famous Taz, Reb Chaim Volozhin brings it. Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the Taz, that somebody, once a woman came in there screaming to her, her daughter's dying, her child is dying, and he said, okay, what can I do for you? So as the Rav mentioned before, the Kayach HaTayva, that he went ahead and he said, what I learned will be a credit to the child. We know stories of Ramesha Feinstein in Iwadar, things happened. Known that there was a story there with the crossing the street. I don't know if I remember when Rav Moshe was nifta, they said over a story, I don't remember exact details, that they heard a child ran, a crash. Rav Moshe said, the child is all right. I was mamish in the middle of learning. I know the schus of the Torah that I was answering some kash. I don't remember the details. We'll save child kachava. So the bells of Ravs, they were called Ravs because they know how to learn. Right? They had to not to take away from any rabbis, chas shalom. But the bells of Ravs, he said, with the koach haTorah, I will have to revive this child. With the koach, and he learned. That's what he told me. That's the story. You could check it out to be better. But anyway, what's the pshat? Why not? Why was this chassid wrong in what he did? So look at number 15. Misha achzal bulmus. Somebody who has bulmus. Bulmus is probably bulimia. Somebody has a ravenous appetite. Nikadai chas v'shalom, he doesn't eat. Machila noiso fila dvarm tmei. And we know that's a din. You give him dvarm tmei achiura enough till he gets better. Misha nashcha kelev sheita. For a rabid dog, a dog with rabies. I don't know if anybody ever saw. I saw as a kid, I grew up in Tel Aviv a few years. I saw once a rabid dog. It's so scary. You see, it's foaming in its mouth. It's so scary. So ein machilan oisay mechatza kavet shelo. Ramasi ben Charish mate. You don't feed from the liver of the dog for the person who got bit. What does that mean? Zok the Rambam. Ein alachar masu chashihit alachal sadam b'yam tzayim kippur yaseres kavet shekel of shaitan nasha. Now, I don't know if you'll have to help me, what everybody here understands. A sgula is dikazach. In other words, it's not something that's a natural, right? With Dr. Michael, what's a good word to use? It's a sgulas. What? I don't know.
Metaphysical.
What?
Metaphysical.
By the way, I was in Z. Berman's. I was in Z. Berman's on Erev Shabbos. A book came out from Rebelsky on alternative medicine. You saw it? It's Oyem Venera. It's so scary. Because the man, first of all, was a brilliant person. You see, most alternative medicines are probably a Avodah Zarah. He goes through, first of all, it doesn't help. That's the first thing. He says, prove me. But he proves a lot, even Y-O-G-A. Does anybody know what the word means? Yeah. What does it mean? It means you're accepting the yoke of a deity, Shem Yirachem. So when you say, I'm doing yoga, you are accepting the yoke of this, of a desire. It's a horrible thing. The man must have been so brilliant. Look, it's Kedai to buy the book. I'm sure the Rav will get it right away. It's so scary, homeopathic and this and that. He goes through each one. I just looked at it briefly. But anyway, so there's such a thing as a refuah sgulis. And as we know in the Gemara, there's such a thing that something can help. So he says, listen to this, Chachamim Oymim, Ein Oivim Al Mitzvahs Ela Beripui Bovad, Shehu Dover Barer, Shehei Goyen Vanesoyen Aposhet Mechayv Moisoy. Something we know naturally has medicinal the qualities about it that it could help. Aval Aripui Besgulas Loi, Lefishin Yonim Cholosh, Lo Yechayvu Goyen. Logic says it can't work. V'nisyayna rachak, it's very far. No, it's like we said before, even though, but it's so far, you can't. V'hi tainim in a tainim bav zekla godl daita. This is the klal. So, Marsham Taka brings this, and others, that in inyone zgulis, you cannot go ahead and do something to do an aveira. That's the pshan, the gemara. David HaMelech wasn't a natural thing, it's a zgulis thing. So only if you go ahead, so could be, pshan tais is not like the nitzit. Shan Taisis is Baraloi, because when you're doing something like Trias Mason, that's not a natural thing. That's you can't be Machai. You have to be Bar in it. That's what Taisis means. Said Bar, then is the din of a Chai Behem. Could be that. And that's what the Rav Lomaski was saying before, that maybe that's the Indian over here, that you need Bar because of an Indian, because of Indian's Gula. So later on, I found it, a few years ago, I found the Chivas in Rav Moshe. Very shver, but you see, I think he has to agree with what I'm saying. When the first heart transplants came out, so Rav Moshe went into the whole thing. Like, if you take out the person's heart, he's dead. If he's dead, who says you have to save him now? Right? You take out his heart, now you got to save him? So he goes through that. Of course, you know, this is not lalach or anything, but he says over there that, and there's no mitzvah to save a dead person. There's no mitzvah to save a dead person. So he says, what do you mean? But what do you do with the taisis and bar mitzvah? So take a look at number 17. The second line. He says, Pashit, Afim Yashem is Bachman's middle yada eza odom. Lohoyachai lachis mason. The rak, the rapper, choylin. What Rabbi Chanan said, you see from Taisib, Achidish Kokhnefsh, Mason is not such a thing. Those things, Moshe says, but Daita Gedolah says he doesn't see anywhere. Aye, Toysis and Bav Metzia, the Eliyahu Yekoyim, the Hikshavi, Ech Echias Ben Atzafas, Atzafas, Shehutzach Liyais Ima Ba'oil Echor, or you put himself on top of it, Vagam Nasav and Nagaboy, but we shouldn't talk about if he did touch him, didn't touch him. How did she have this child? Because she took Eliyahu and Navi into her house, and she took care of him, and she had such a moon as tzaddik, and all of a sudden, the tzaddik gives her a child, and what could happen? It doesn't sound like Rav Moshe. V'emuna b'Hashem yisbach u'b'neviyah v'lefarnes asidot meiz b'noah k'mufurish b'krosh atanazah. That would have been a mekuach nefesh dar. Okay, so Rav Moshe learns it's a mekuach nefesh, she would have died. Rav Moshe has all the tshuvas about it, right? He has a shaila, a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, is a mental hospital. Right, and he can go home and listen to the shofar. You know, don't the shofar. The only problem is he's going to meet his mother, who caused his mental illness. Right, like everybody blames their mother. Right, right. So Moshe says, "Well, then it's pekuach nefesh." He says he doesn't. So what is pekuach nefesh? He's going to get into fight with my pekuach nefesh. Mental illness is a pekuach nefesh. It brings it to us. That could lead you to pekuach nefesh. But according to Moshe, how do you learn pshat and taisus bar? What's bar? The chayyur pshat is what we were saying before. Enachanami, it's called Moshe's name, which is a chiddush in pshat. I'm going to say in pshat and taisus. It's in order to save the mother. But Moshe, where's taisus with bar? The Torah says because the way to save the mother is a derech zgulis. A zgulis, you need a bar. So it's not right necessarily like the netziv that's the pshat in the taisus. That makes it back enough. I mean, that's just what we know here. I'll leave you off just a maimor musker parenthetically. Amar Dikakasha from Ibshila Kutna. Ibshila Kutna, those of you who are Polish and knows, he was a Amar Dikagoyan. He was a Chassidisha who was not a Chassid of any rabbi. He was a big Amar Dikagoyan. He was named after three Gdoilim by his bris. He was named after the Baal Shem Tov. I hope everybody knows. You know the Baal Shem Tov's first name? Tell me. Yisrael. What? Yisrael. He was named after the Vilna Goyan, Eliyahu, right? And the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua, Yaakov Yeshua, but Yeshua. So at the bris, the father gave him the name Yisrael Eliyahu, right? Yisrael Yeshua. So they asked him why, and he told him for three people. He says, he only gave two names. He said, the last two letters of Yisrael and the first letters of Yeshua spell out Eliyahu, and he had that in mind, he said. It was a Meri Dika Goyen. When the Avnei Nezer made a Shidduch with his son, the Shem Shmuel, he came in. He happened to be in Sochachov, and he walked in. And when the Avnei Nezer saw him, he got up. And they say they talked and learning the rest of the night. The Avnei Nezer totally forgot that it was his son's bar. They just talked and learning. So he asked the Maridika question. Listen to this question to see what the Olam says. You'll ask Rabbi Lazar what you do. But the din is a real mummer, you do not save, right? Rabbi Lazar, you have to. I'm saying, but that's the din, right? The din is you can't be Michal Shabbos to say. Talk about a real mummer. Rav Moshe Shapiro told me, please don't, Ben is here, you have to be careful with it. That in his town, if you don't mind taking this off, but his father told him in his city there was a real mummer. There was a real mummer. And he came there once and he was drunk and he fell into a pit. And there was only a Jewish city. And the Rav said, don't take him. And what? Maridin Velom Island, exactly. No, Bechlau. Maridin Velom Island. That's let him go. And he said the screams were so blood curdling because the person was, the whole city left. They couldn't take it. But that's the din. So that's the din. You don't save him. In fact, Sheila Kutner, whatever you shame say, that there's no practical enough for me in this Shaila if it's a sakana to the mother, sakana to, because it's a sakana to the uber. Because a sakana to the uber is a sakana to the to the mother. He says, what if the mother's a mumeris? What if the mother's a mumeris? You're not mechuyev to save her. But the child's not a mumer. So you have to say, here's a practical nafkamina effect of Shila Kutna, where you have a mother who's a mumeris. It's a sakana to her, and it's a sakana to the child. So now, al tzchar you don't have to say, but al tzim you do. That's the question. So he has a din of a mumer too. That's a mer dikachir. There is a mishnah. What Joel is saying is Rabbi Yisrael. I know it's not Yoel after all these years. So Joel is saying is that there is a mishnah that you, when you take out somebody to Mises Bezdin, and you take her even if she's carrying a vlad. We have to know if that's the same thing. But that's the question. All right, anyway, it should be matzliach, everyone. Shkoyach.
I'm not talking about, you know, Mukacharov. It's all different. Call them Mukacharov.
You know what? Mukacharov, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Call them Mukacharov.
Mukacharov, yeah.
As long as they're called Mukacharov. And the Mukacharov.
Shkoyach.